Grace and peace to you from our God and Father and from our risen Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As the season of Easter rolls on and we get closer to Pentecost Sunday, we hear in our readings from Scripture a little bit more about the Holy Spirit week after week. As Jesus met in that upper room the night he was betrayed, preparing his disciples for his death, for his resurrection, for his ascension at the right hand of the Father, he talks a bit more about the Holy Spirit. And we hear Jesus talk about a couple things pertaining to the Holy Spirit today in our reading from John chapter 16. One is that the Holy Spirit, he will convict the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. And the other thing Jesus notes is how the Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus, will make Jesus known, will make Jesus known by taking what belongs to Jesus, his word, and declaring it to the church, to his disciples, and God willing, to all those people who will one day be a part of the church, that big flock Jesus was talking about in John 10 that we heard a few weeks ago. Or to summarize very briefly what the Holy Spirit will do, has been doing for the better part of the last 2,000 years and will continue to do until Jesus returns, is that he will continue to convict and confirm. To convict sinners of their sinful disposition towards the God who made them in his image. But sinners all have fallen short of his expectation, as we hear in Romans chapter 3. And he will also, by his Spirit, confirm those same sinners in the one true faith, to confirm in their hearts that Jesus is who he says he is, that what Jesus has done and has accomplished has been always and ever for them, for you, and that Jesus' death on the cross, atoning for our sins and the sins of the world, that Jesus' resurrection opened up a way to the Father, the only way to the Father, and that the glorified body and blood of Jesus will be our sustenance until the Lord comes and calls us home to rest from our labors as he gives himself to us in bread and wine. Convict and confirm, two important essential jobs of the Holy Spirit. Convict and confirm, signs that you know the Holy Spirit is present and at work. When the conviction from on high shatters our prideful hearts, exposes the lusts of our hearts, and when the confirming voice of the Savior is brought to our ears through the Word of God, that we hear that we are loved, chosen, cared for, and have been shown mercy by the same God on high. Now, our confirmation students here at Zion, we've got four of them here today, preparing themselves to make their confirmation. We hear about the Holy Spirit from time to time in the small catechism, that great gem of the Lutheran tradition and indeed of the Western Christian tradition at large. We hear about the Holy Spirit in particular in the third article of the Creed, about the Apostles' Creed concerning the Holy Spirit. And this is what Luther says in small portions of it. The first thing Luther says is this: I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. That is to say, the Holy Spirit shows us how incapable we all are in believing, in trusting that Jesus is the Christ. Our hard hearts get in the way. Our sin and misplaced desires get in the way. And Satan, too, that ancient foe, does what he can to sabotage the good work of God in you, in our young confirmands as well. Luther continues. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. That is to say, the Holy Spirit confirms you and I in that true faith that Jesus is our Lord, that Jesus died and rose from the grave for me, that Jesus wants me to be his child forever, that Jesus has made me holy by forgiving my every sin. Again, the Holy Spirit takes what is Jesus and brings it to us, declares it to you and me, to our dear confirmation students gathered this day. These confirmation students who have been faithful listening and learning not only for these past 2 years in confirmation, but since they were baptized and chosen by their Lord. Now you can perhaps think about and see from what I've shared so far that when it comes to the Holy Spirit, the work that he does in us and through us by the Word of God, we very much like to be confirmed, but we don't much like to be convicted. We see this in many different aspects of life as well. We'll take the comfort of our mothers, but we'd rather not experience the discipline of our fathers. We want that beach body ready for the summer, but we don't want the pain of the weight room and having a balanced diet. We'll take the dessert, the extra piece of cake, but we won't take the vegetables. We'll take the medicine, but we won't take the diagnosis or believe it. We'll take the healing, but we don't want to go to the necessary surgery or to physical therapy to make ourselves better. We'll take the glory, we'll take the joy, but we don't want to take the cross and experience the tribulations of bearing that cross Jesus places on us. Again, to use Luther's language, we'll take the gospel, the good news, and receive the confirmation that all has been accomplished for us by Jesus, but we don't want to be bothered with God's law, that convicting, fiery word of the Lord that can break our hearts of stone to pieces, as the prophet Jeremiah once said. Jesus tells us we can't have one without the other. And Jesus tells you and I that it's the Holy Spirit's main job to do that very thing, to preach and to share with you, with me, with our confirmands, with people all over the world, with everyone who has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, that he must share and bring that convicting word of law against sin, against false righteousness, against hypocritical judgments, against all those who live contrary to God's will, against all those who believe lies and disregard the truth of God. And that same Holy Spirit must share and bring that comforting, confirming word of gospel, a word that declares to you who Jesus is, what Jesus has done for you, dying for your sins, rising from the dead to justify you, to make you right with your God, and how Jesus will return one day and fix this world that has been a bit of a mess since the days of Adam and Eve, and we have not helped. When we are convicted, that's the work of the Holy Spirit, a good but painful work in us. And when we receive the gifts of Christ, when our faith is confirmed through that word of God that is shared, that is preached, that is touched and tasted in the sacrament of the altar, that too is the work of the Holy Spirit. And that too is a good work in us, both necessary, both needed. Today, this morning, we celebrate the rite of confirmation. Our young people who've had the work of the Spirit in their lives now come before this congregation and before God himself to publicly confess their faith, that Jesus is their Lord, that the church is their home, that the Bible is the true story of God and that they are a part of that story as well, that God is their Father, and that the Holy Spirit continues to convict and confirm in them the one true faith. And it's important that not only do we pray for them this day, but continue to pray for them after this. It's important that we pray for them, to talk to them, to continue to encourage them, because God has begun a good work in them, and we know that other trials and crosses will come their way. And many of you know what will come their way, because many of you have been convicted time and time again by the Spirit, and that Holy Spirit's work has made you more resilient, strong in the faith, that the Spirit's sanctifying power and presence has been nothing but good, even if painful at times. It's been nothing but good because that convicting work has brought you closer to Jesus, the same Jesus who desires you to hear his word, to receive his body and blood, that you would continue to follow him day in and day out, having your hearts open and receptive to the work of the Spirit, confirming the gospel in the depth of your heart, in the depths of your soul, in the deepest recesses of your mind. We need that Holy Spirit, as our Lord reminds us, because he brings us Jesus. He declares to you Jesus' finished work of salvation. He has Jesus on the brain and wants the same for you all your life. Whether you are confirming your faith today like these young people are, or being wakened once again to the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And may the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in that same Jesus our Lord. Amen.